This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a landmark day for transgender people in the U.S. Under a new policy from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, doctors and hospitals that receive federal funding face penalties if they discriminate against people based on their gender or their gender identity. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports the industry must brace for change.
One study shows 70% of transgender people have experienced discrimination in healthcare, like a doc refusing to use the pronoun a patient identifies with, or inappropriate examinations, or even straight-up denial of care. Starting now, that's supposed to stop.
This is for their safety, their comfort, basically to respect who they are.
Dr. Barbara Warren heads LGBT programs at the Mount Sinai Health System in New York. Warren says policies are in place and staff have been trained when it comes to a patient's sleeping quarters and bathrooms. Now, it's about adapting all their records.
Our computerized systems are, you know, they love like binary categories. You know, you're a one or a two. And we're trying to figure out how to create a three.
Most hospitals aren't as far along, says Tari Hanneman with the Human Rights Campaign.
In our last survey, only 21% of hospitals had policies and practices in place that were specific to transgender populations.
Hanneman says recently, more hospitals have signaled an interest to get on board. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.